much about.
Tell me when you guys are ready.
Yeah, sure. I think we're all
set. You guys need sound levels? You all good?
Yeah, just a little bit more.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay, we'll dive right in here. Thanks again for taking the time.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
You follow sports?
Oh my God. Sports? I love them.
Who are your favorite teams?
I like smaller teams, like the, not the big leagues. I like the, Long Island Mediums. The Acorn Pine Cones.
I haven't heard
the
of
them. Fire Island Penguins. I like the Cincinnati Thunder Wizards.
You can stop.
The Orlando Blooms.
And now.
Big, the oven's ready. Chop, chop, time to get bacon. Daddy want pie.
Our feature presentation.
I never need to hear that again. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Thursday morning, the 26th of September.
27th?
The 27th of September.
Do you remember?
26th of September.
Kevin does and loved it.
So, you know how we've been talking about maybe going to... We're at a new location.
Yes.
We moved after 18 years. Mm-hmm. So how long is it going to be before one of us, me... sort of not paying attention, just by rote memory, goes back to the old place.
Right. Yeah, muscle memory yes. just sends yeah. you back to where you've been going for 18 years.
Because there was one time during the middle of a show at 7:30 in the morning where I went down to my car to get something and just it took, my memory took over. I got in my car, turned it on, left, pulled out to a stoplight and turned on the radio and I was like, holy crap, I'm still on the air.
Oh, my God.
Turn around real quick.
You left midday.
Right.
Just purely off of patterns.
Exactly.
The brain is a weird thing.
So I've been a little afraid of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the weirdest thing happened today, and if I gave you guys 100 guesses, you wouldn't come up with it. Hmm. So we park on the third floor of the building here. So I come into the parking garage, go up to the first floor, mm-hmm. go up to the second floor. Mm-hmm. Go up to the third floor, and then for some reason, I keep going, and then I go down, starting to go
to
back.
To leave?
Yes!
What is going on?
Oh, my.
I drove up three and then down three.
Kev Dog,
Kev Dog.
You're like, that was a day. I'm exhausted. Left it all in the field.
How weird is that?
I don't even know what you're doing. I don't even know what that muscle memory would be, just that you're leaving.
Just that I get in my car and that's the way you go down, I guess.
Right.
This is the same thing that would have had you just drive off the third floor.
Right, sure.
The same kind of mindlessness.
That's crazy.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't either. It makes me worry about me.
Should you put notes on your dashboard? Or
like, I'm also thinking that Kevin could get into the memento thing.
Oh,
and just
tattoos.
Start tattooing.
Yes.
Like work at 5:30, you know, 5 a.m. Work.
Don't leave till 10.
Don't leave. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't leave.
Yeah.
If I'm driving in the garage, think about if I'm leaving or coming.
Yes.
There's a lot of tattoos.
Have you guys ever heard anything like that?
Not that.
Yeah.
I can see you, you know, hopping on the freeway and going to the old station.
Me
for
too.
Sure.
That's what I'm worried about.
And that makes sense. You've done that for however many years.
18. Yeah.
But we've been doing this parking garage for 3 days.
Right.
So what?
This is our fourth day.
Are you concerned of your mental health at this point?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's most of the stuff I can laugh off. But when you drive up three and then straight back down, it's like.
Yeah. I mean, can I throw another
thing?
It's also still dark out.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't even be leaving when it's dark.
That's very true, yeah.
And can I throw
Thanks
this
for
out?
That. I
no, no worries.
That.
No
yes.
worries.
I wasn't going to mention it, but we park on the second floor.
Well, okay.
Yeah, so he's never technically left from the third.
Right.
No, technically, I mean, okay, but technically the bottom floor is zero, and then there's 1A, 1B, and 2. So it's the third floor.
Oh, now he's getting technical.
Well, no, I'm just saying
I thought you said you went above the second.
No, no, no.
That's what I thought.
Did I say, Maybe I went up three levels, meaning 0, 1A, 1B, 2.
So even crazier.
So it was the same level.
I think we were giving you the benefit of the doubt.
That you went an extra.
No, I didn't go an extra.
Oh,
so what he did is, he went to the floor that we normally park on.
Yes.
Then just circled back down.
Yes.
Oh, I am concerned.
Oh, that's more concerning.
I thought it was, because what happens is he goes one too high, comes back down, hits two, and goes, you know what, I'm going home.
Right.
Because he's going down anyway.
Right.
In this case, no, he just didn't park.
Right. I just went to the floor we're supposed to park on, drove right past all of your cars.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
And started going down.
What do you do for that? Like, do you get a
call
MRI?
It a day. Yeah. No, you move to Montana, you get a farm.
Peace all out, right. Everybody.
You stare at rabbits.
I've had a good run.
Yeah.
You stare at rabbits.
That's what you do. When that starts
Why
to hit.
Why does it make... Staring at rabbits sounds so much sadder than, like, you have horses.
Sure.
No,
you just stare at rabbits.
I can't trust him with horses.
Yeah, he would.
Those are
him.
Full human almost.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I need him to just stare at rabbits that he doesn't own.
He doesn't even own the rabbits.
No, they run
just
wild.
Somebody else's wild rabbits?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why do I have to do that?
I don't
are there
trust
no other
you.
Options?
No, I don't trust you with any livestock. No.
Chickens. Well,
that seems harsh is all
the
I'm
man
saying.
Went on the same
yeah,
floor.
You're right.
I went to the floor we park on and then kept going.
We gave you the benefit of the doubt that you went
thought
to the third
floor.
You're
going one more floor up. No, he was like, oh, good day at work.
Wow.
Seemed like
show
it went by quickly.
Did it?
Yeah,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't seem like it took very long.
Well, that is a better show than we normally put on.
So that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good times.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I didn't think this could get any worse, but apparently it knows no bottom.
Same.
Listen to that, doctor.
You did air quotes.
Yeah.
It's Thursday morning, so get up on this.
Yes.
With Jensen Karp.
I have a good one this
all
week.
All right, good. Yeah. Jensen filling in for Bean all this week.
Mm-hmm.
You were impaled.
You were
impaled.
Staring at Allie.
Well, I don't know why.
I've told him about college.
What?
We're going to talk about that today on the show. We're going to take your calls.
Yeah.
We've done this one time before, and I remember being shocked that anyone called because they were impaled on something.
Yeah, this is that kid that we talked about before, impaled by a shish kebab.
Stick. Oh, I like the idea that the meat's still on it,
the
though.
The meat, a tomato, that's what stopped it was the tomato.
Thank God for that bell pepper. By the way, the kid almost died. We're like, bell peppers.
But he didn't die. He's fine.
Yeah,
we're all good.
He's alive. Nothing hit a vital.
RJ Bell takes a look at the NFL week number 4. We talked to Dr. Drew like we do on Thursdays. And I brought in a strange new sport that I think Allie's going to just love.
Hmm,
I'm checking out weird sports around the world. And this is bizarre.
Nice.
And it's I think Allie's going to love it. So we'll do that today as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53. Allie McKay is here with a look at what's happening.
So it became, I don't want to say the in thing, because burglaries are not a trend, but it became the thing that stars would have their house burglarized. Now it's stars having their house burglarized numerous times.
Oh, no, another one?
So you've got Yasiel Puig, who I think he's up to 4 now, which is insane. Post Malone had a couple, and then somebody ransacked or went in and pistol whipped a guy that owns a house that he doesn't even own anymore.
Hmm.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that doesn't seem good.
Now Rihanna's house burglarized for the second time this year. Very odd. I don't know if you remember, but back in May, a stalker was arrested after allegedly spending 12 hours inside her home. Her assistant found the stalker just sitting there.
12 hours?
12 hours.
Living the life, yeah. Sleeping in her bed, eating her food. No big deal.
Moby had that, too.
Really?
Yeah, Moby just had walked in one day and was like a person was just living in his house.
That's so bizarre.
Like a mentally ill person.
They have to be mentally ill because don't you, the second you get inside, go, I got to get out,
out. Just feed up.
I mean, not like, that I know, but I'm saying I would guess.
Well, all right, bud.
I would guess.
Maybe that's where he was driving to this morning.
By the way, when I think you get caught in someone's house, it's not because it's a celebrity. It's because you thought it was your house.
Yeah. Oh, very
just normally living in Northridge or some city you've randomly driven to.
This isn't my house.
This isn't my wife. The LAPD responded to a call on Tuesday night around 9:30 p.m. When they arrived, the security system had been triggered. There were alarms blaring. A rear glass door was shattered to gain entry. They say property was stolen, but nobody was in the home at the time when they arrived. But they have a vehicle that they spotted, as well as evidence of the suspects inside the home. So, bad situation.
It still blows my mind with social media and these sort of terrible usage of it to say I'm on vacation or any of these things. But celebrities have it worse because you know when they're on tour.
Right.
You know when the football players are out of town.
Yeah, true.
It's a terrible situation where you would have to have cameras and all these things set up ahead of time.
And Yasiel Puig does.
I was going to say, if it's your third, fourth time, you should definitely.
He has cameras. He has the security. He has an app on a guy that works for the Dodgers phone that if anything is triggered, it goes right to this guy's phone in case he's playing.
Yeah, I think you guys reported on the John Mayer robbery, which happened while he had 24-hour security. Someone in front of the house for 24 hours.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
And what happened? Did he just jump the back fence?
It's a whole lot of maybe inside stuff. But it was still someone was sitting there looking at the house and still got robbed.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
What do you do? Have someone at each door? It's insanity.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just own the ugliest concrete fortress home.
Oh, I got an idea.
I like it.
Yeah.
Moat.
With alligators.
Yep, that means you're crazy rich.
Very possible.
Who's going to be the first rapper with a moat?
How has there not been a rapper with a moat?
Yeah, imagine the Cribs.
Yes.
Welcome to MTV Cribs. I got a moat.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to care all about the crib, the moat.
He's like, you ring the doorbell, I drop the drawbridge, and then you see my shark aquarium.
That is
That was in every good Cribs.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
Always.
Always. Oh, good times. Well, Conan O'Brien has announced his first stand-up comedy tour in 8 years. Yes, he hasn't been on tour since 2010. It's called Team Coco Presents Conan and Friends, an evening of stand-up and investment tips. I don't think that's
last part's a lie.
But what if?
Hey, listen, I've seen his TBS contract. I'm not against getting tips from him.
Right?
Amen. My deal's a lot different than his.
It's going to be 18 dates in North America during November and December. He's going to be joined by a group of handpicked comedians, including Rory Scovel, Ron Funches, who I just love. He's goodness and light and a human being.
Good
He's
guy. Cool.
Yeah. And Lori Kilmartin and Marina Franklin. So, good times. Want to go see Conan. Wish he'd come on and talk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be
here.
You
would leave,
I'd leave, but I'd smell that he had been here.
Okay.
Don't you think he smells good?
Conan?
Yeah.
I don't think smells good immediately when I see him.
No. I don't think you know my Conan feelings.
I mean, I know, I can predict the comedians you probably like.
Yeah. But this
goes further.
This is the level of, I've had an opportunity to meet him, and I said no.
Oh. Yeah.
I said no.
This is a long-standing love from afar for decades.
I recently had a breakfast, and he was just sitting next to me.
Really? What did he eat?
Well, he did. He's very pale. I mean, I know that's a thing, but
have you seen me?
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. But I think he would poof if he hit the sun.
Yeah. See, I love
he would look like mucus a bit. But he's awesome. I mean, he's Conan O'Brien, one of the greatest comedy writers of all time.
But what did he eat? Do you remember?
I think just eggs.
I don't feel
like they scrambled.
Does that matter?
Well, I think we're getting to the point where you might accidentally think his house is your house.
Right.
So maybe we move on.
How dare you? I'd love that. That's weird. Guys, I want to talk about who might be joining The Talk. You know, the show Julie Chen just left
last week. Say her full name, please.
Sorry. Julie Chen Moonves.
Thank you.
Yes. She left last week announcing via videotape that she was exiting the show entirely. And they need to fill that role, you guys. And who better than... Wait, I'm sorry.
Who better
O'Donnell.
Wow.
That's a typo.
That's crazy.
Oh. Rosie O'Donnell will guest host / audition for the open seat this Friday.
I love that she has to audition. I mean, it's not like you don't have hours of footage of her doing the same exact job.
Yeah. Carrie Ann Inaba is also going to guest host that day as well. Here's the thing about Rosie. Would it be a dramatic headline? Would you be like, Rosie O'Donnell joins The Talk? And then would ratings be big for like a day, maybe people seeing it, and then
maybe.
But you have to wonder. She was on The View the first time, 2006, replacing Meredith Vieira. Left a year later.
Right.
Then came back to The View in 2014. Months later, left. Like she just she. There's stories and not good. No.
Okay,
listen,
no.
Listen, I don't watch the talk.
I'll play devil's advocate.
I don't care.
But I'm not. It's not that I'm a fan of Rosie O'Donnell, because that's a hard thing to say. But I do think in a situation like this, it's at least something that I kind of want to see her do. Just take over this job of a woman disgraced by her husband that owned the network. I just feel like you pick someone not safe. It's not a safe pick.
That is true. Rosie,
so you think
Rosie's
that's a good pick?
Safe.
I don't know if it's a good pick for ratings, but I think that for me, it's like at least you pick something that's kind of exciting. You didn't just go with like, you know, some, you know, style network that is safe and won't test the waters. At least.
We wouldn't be talking about anyone like that.
No,
right,
and Rosie will bring up the whole thing.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And in this highly politicized climate, Rosie has a lot to talk about.
She sure does.
I didn't think I'd be defending Rosie O'Donnell this morning.
No, when you press that alarm.
When I drove around the garage twice, I didn't think that this was going to be the thing that comes.
I mean,
up.
Technically, once up, once down, then back up.
Yeah.
Sure.
Three, I guess.
Sure.
Three.
Oh, goodness. All right, some birthdays for you. Gwyneth Paltrow. Stephen Jenkins. Remember him?
Sure.
Third Eye Blind, we had him on.
Yeah, it was great.
Shark and stuff. Lil Wayne, you think he has a moat?
Album tonight.
Oh.
Midnight, new album. Yeah, Carter 5.
I thought it was...
supposed to be last week.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't come out.
Okay.
Avril Lavigne as well. And our very own producer, Christine.
Yay!
Happy birthday. Can I just say real quick, Dave writes the birthdays. And above Christine, he put Rhonda Ruffy as three. That's his goddamn dog.
That's his
above
dog.
Christine. How dare you, Dave? Take the rest of the day off. You're a heathen. That's what's happening.
About a half hour from now, get up on this with Jensen Karp.
I got a good one.
Filling in for Bean this week. We appreciate that very much. Time now for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
Whatever. Yes, I'm back. Yes, I'm intoxicated. But I'm just curious. Whenever you guys talk to Omar, he always has a boner. I think he's hot for Kevin.
That guy's living in his own world, right? I don't think we need to know this.
Everybody, just leave me alone. I'm poopy.
Okay. We say call on any topic, but...
That was Kathy, the comic book character. I'm poopy. I haven't had my coffee yet.
Jensen, all I'm saying is you have no room to criticize Kevin.
Right?
For the Harry Potter thing.
Right?
Okay.
Pinball ass.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
What was the burn? Pinball ass?
Pinball ass. Sick burn.
He put some work into that one.
You got me good.
We were talking about bad bachelor parties, also based on Jensen's wife.
And pinball.
You guys were talking about bad bachelor parties. Let me just start this off by saying I love my bachelor party. But we drove to Reno after a Belinda Carlisle show, played at the arcade in the hotel casino. Went to garage sales, spent a few hours at a running store, and then finished the weekend off with ostrich and camel races. Try not to be jealous.
My kind of guy.
Wow.
Speaking my language.
Start to finish. Belinda Carlisle concert to ostrich races.
Do you remember, Allie, how excited you were to find out that John C. Reilly likes to roller skate?
Yes.
That's what this call's about.
I want John C. Reilly to pick me up on roller skates so that we can fly together for a little bit. That sounds so nice. I bet he's so strong.
I can't believe you got Allie's brain to call it.
It's so true.
So I was listening to the podcast from Tuesday and listening to Beer Mug explain him getting thrown out of a softball game or league or whatever. And Beer Mug, you were talking about all the guys that are playing in your softball league. They act like they're in the major leagues, playing for $1 million. Chick asked you to stop spitting on the field, and you took it to a whole nother level, Beer Mug. Let go! Made a huge deal out of nothing. Dick.
I mean, he did get kicked out of an adult softball league.
It's a little much.
What does it take for that to happen? How much off the rails do you have to be for that to happen?
Pinball ass.
Right? That guy's a pinball.
Why does Beer Mug keep talking on the air about fights he almost gets into, but then keep saying it's not him and he never does that?
didn't he just almost get into a fight with someone on a plane or something like a month ago? So if you keep doing this, honey, it is you. This is how you act.
I mean, that's a good point.
Is it legal for his therapist to call in, like, publicly?
I feel like there's a law, yeah. Right?
Can't do that.
Do you guys remember when the Kevin and Bean show used to feature Kevin and Bean?
Yeah, we can't stand each other anymore, so
yeah.
We just try to alternate.
I mean, it's out there now.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we might as well just say it.
And right? I could easily change my name to either one.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me.
So I'm thinking about it. And I'm picturing it. I realize the girl with the wow tat, if you turn her over, it says mom. And I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
Better. Makes it better.
If she's a mom, does it change anything?
If she's your mom, does it change anything?
Remember when we had the Wheel of Crap that we were giving away back at the other station?
Yeah.
One of the things was rolling papers. And the person who won the rolling papers called in is very happy.
Okay, what I really wanted to say is thank you so much for my freaking bag full of rolling papers. What's up, party people? This is the best Friday ever. I just got paid. I'm going to get all... Look at this. Can you hear? This is... That's what a box full of rolling paper sounds like, baby boo. Hey, hey.
That was Condoleezza Rice.
What?
Yeah, that was Condoleezza Rice.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Check this out. Radio Nerf.
Yay!
Radio Nerf.
Yay!
Radio Nerf.
What have you done to the kids, Kevin?
Child look, abuse. I can just hear this dad. Look,
yeah.
You're not going to know what this means because it's absurd.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when I say this, you have to shout yay.
Well, you're saying that to us like they aren't programmed to know exactly what it means because young minds.
I'm trying to lead people away from that.
I don't know.
And they're all wearing the same outfit and haircut. They're all wearing those purple and black Nikes.
Oh, dear.
It's time.
It's not time, I don't think.
It's almost time.
We were making fun of SoundCloud rappers and their names.
Yo, what up? It's me, Lil Unidentified Alien Terror Situation. Whoa. Hit it, Steve.
Come on. Yeah, did they get to hit it, Steve?
He said hit it, Steve.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, in the terrorist, you know, situation or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no, it's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to. One of my
that
best.
Was a moment.
Yeah.
If you were to rank them. Top five?
Top three, maybe.
Top three.
Yeah, for sure.
Quite a run. Yeah. You went all the way to the third floor on that sentence and brought it all the way back to one.
And the thing that I can't figure out is why at some point don't I realize I'm way off the rails and I don't know where I'm going and just take a beat.
Yeah. No.
Get myself together and then maybe say what I want to say.
Keep going.
Okay. 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52. Get up on this with Jensen Karp coming up just after the top of the hour. First, Ally McKay is here. What's happening?
Venom is happening. In theaters October 5th. We cannot wait to see this. But guess what? Some of our listeners won't have to wait until the 5th because they're going to a special K-Rock advanced screening of Venom at the AMC Burbank 16 on October 3rd.
Luck out.
Now. To call now.
I'm sorry.
Call now.
One more time.
I'd only do it because I know
one
you want
more
me
time.
To say it. Luck out.
It's a thing, it's you guys. Not, it's a thing.
Not, I only said it because of you. It's not
it's
real.
It's not a thing.
Total luck out.
No thing.
If you would like to see it 2 days early and
call
be
now.
The talk of the town, what you're going to do is
call now
at 1-800-520-1067 and be callers 10 through 14 and
call
you're
now.
Each going to get a pair of passes to the K-Rock advanced screening of Venom at the AMC Burbank 16 on October 3rd. What's the number again? Do we know?
Call now. 1-800-520-1067. I love you.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Guys, I want to tell you about some hot dogs for a cheaper price than usual.
Call now.
Nope. Oh, not okay. Here. No. Okay. Pink's is celebrating the dedication of the intersection of La Brea and Melrose as Pink's Square. That is happening today at 10 p.m. And they're also donating $7,800 to charity. This is all in recognition of its 78 years as a continuously run family business.
Did you say 10 p.m.?
Did I? 10 a.m.
Okay, 10 a.m. Okay.
Still, by the way, too early for hot dogs. Like, both times are weird.
Oh, man, though. That line.
Oh, I know. I worked across the street for 10 years, and I'll tell you, there's nothing better than getting to work at 10 or 11 a.m. and smelling hot dogs.
Amen.
Do you want extra sausage?
Sure. Here's what you can do, though, starting at noon today. In honor of celebrating these 78 years, what they're going to do is they're going to have their famous chili dogs and their vegan dogs for 78 cents each for 78 minutes, starting at noon.
That's what they need, a reason to have a line.
Yeah.
Right? 100% of the proceeds, though, are going to be donated. So that's nice.
Call now.
No, again, so you can just okay. head down there.
Okay.
Actually, yes. Rashida Jones has a very private life.
She does,
right?
Doesn't
you
she?
Never really hear about her all that much.
Yeah. I don't think you do. I think you've heard about some of her boyfriends.
Yeah, like Spider-Man. She dated him for a while.
Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was like 2 decades
no,
ago.
No, I think you're right. There's not much info out there. Yeah.
You really don't hear much, which is why a lot of people were shocked to find out that she gave birth to her first child several months ago.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Wow.
And here's the even weirder part. A lot of people had no idea that she's been dating the lead singer of Vampire Weekend, Ezra Koenig, for years, apparently. So, kudos, Rashida Jones.
How about that? That's how you do it?
That's how you do it. Nobody knows you're dating. Nobody knows anything about your life. Then all of a sudden, you're like, secret baby.
Well, right? As long as you're not married, also. This is good. Yeah. As long as there's not a hidden 2020 Dateline family.
That is very
that
true.
You're keeping secret.
Yes, that's a very good
keep
point.
If you keep your only relationship secret, that's
yes.
cool.
Yeah.
Right.
That is a good point. Agreed. Like that Jim Gaffigan movie.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I'm a changed woman after seeing that movie. So, remember when I was bummed that I didn't see Childish Gambino last night?
Yes.
Because you jinxed it?
Because I jinxed it.
Absolutely.
It has been postponed because he hurt his foot. Not sure how, but it happened in Dallas on Sunday night. So, we postponed last night's show. And people were thinking, well, still might do next Wednesday's show.
Right.
Which is, I believe, October 3rd. He had another show at the Forum. He will not be doing that show either. However, the Forum already has the new dates for the show. So if you were going to see the show yesterday, so that is the date, September 26th, your show is now moved to December 16th. And then if you were going to see the show next Wednesday, October 3rd, you can see that show the following day on December 17th.
Which one are you going to? So I know which one to get tickets for, which will actually happen.
Yeah. I would go to the 16th.
Okay.
Well, December. We know where we're going. On the other day.
17th it is.
Yep, 17th it is.
Which is interesting because I believe the prior day, I'm going to see another band at the Forum.
Are you not saying it because you know it'll jinx them?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
But if you were to look up who's playing the night before,
you'll see whose plane will get lightning strikes into a point where they can't land.
I feel like you could just tell us because we can just look it up.
Let me just look it up, make sure I'm correct.
Call now.
Oh, yes. Call now.
If you have that info.
Nope, it is indeed on the 15th. It's, okay. It's a band. I don't want to say
the name.
Fleetwood Mac.
Okay. Mm.
So.
Canceled.
No.
Right, not canceled. I mean, it's going to be canceled.
Like,
don't be mad
you're
now.
You're really excited.
Right.
That's when they'll cancel it. But again, those shows now December 16th and the 17th at the Forum.
And on the 15th, Stevie Nicks will have debilitating diarrhea.
How dare you? Yeah,
can't
but so will Ali, so it'll be all good.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Totally talking through. Oh, I love her so much. So Dakota Johnson is finally confirming her long rumored romance with Coldplay frontman Chris Martin. Ish.
What does that mean?
She didn't come right out and say this, but a report in Tadler, which comes out in November, she's on the cover of it, says that they have noticed both her and Chris spotted with twin infinity tattoos. And she said, I'm not going to talk about it, but I am very happy. Which leads you to believe that she's happy with the guy that they spotted infinity tattoos with, as well as her mother, Melanie Griffith, blurted out to People in May that she just adores him. And I don't think Melanie would say that about some random guy.
Just out of the blue?
Yeah. Just, boy, do I love that Chris Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
honestly, though, that is the whitest relationship.
It's pretty white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much whiter.
No, absolutely. That's some milk. By the way, I'm looking up Rashida Jones' ex-boyfriends. They're pretty good.
Let's hear it.
Colin Jost.
Okay, start with the good now.
Drake.
Start with the good
now.
Oh,
come on.
Drake?
How dare you?
Oh, how old was she then? Was she 10?
2012.
I'm sorry.
All right, keep going.
Dude's a groomer. He's
Garrett Hedlund.
Allegedly.
Who's that?
I don't know who Garrett Hedlund is.
Okay.
Jon Favreau, the writer who wrote Yes, We Can, the Obama speechwriter.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Is it?
I think Charlie Hunnam.
Okay.
All right.
Is it moving up?
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
John Krasinski?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow.
Seth Meyers?
Okay.
Yeah.
And music producer Mark Ronson?
Okay.
And then Tobey Maguire.
All right.
Wow.
It's a pretty good lineup.
Yeah, not
bad.
By the way, that's 9 dudes. That's a good baseball team.
It's a good baseball team.
And she dated Tobey Maguire so long ago that those were all probably people in her teens and 20s, so.
Yeah.
Wow. Well done.
Good
right.
run.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Nice work. Congrats on the baby.
Call now.
Nope.
Okay.
Some birthdays for you. We were just talking about Chris Martin, his ex-wife. They had the, what was it, the conscious uncoupling?
Yes. Yeah.
Happy birthday to Gwyneth Paltrow, Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind, Lil Wayne, Avril Lavigne, and our very own producer, Christine. And that's what's happening.
Jensen Karp is here.
Yes.
And on Thursdays, just after 7 o'clock, we do Get Up on This.
Get up, get on up on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Get up,
get on up
on this.
Get up, get on up
on this.
Now listen, here's the thing about music for me. Sometimes I will hear something and just sort of go, not for me.
Right.
And then?
Might be good, but not for you?
But
or
then,
no?
Well, yeah. Or general. Just
okay,
nope, just that's not me.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha.
Nope. But then?
Turns around?
Yeah, 180.
Oh.
Because, do you listen again?
No,
it changes
just,
your mind?
Maybe you learn about people as you hear more of their discography. You
uh-huh.
know what I mean? As you hear them develop more and more. Or maybe you just find something out musically about them that you just start to connect with.
Okay.
And that's my first. It's kind of a two-picker this week.
Oh.
I'm getting you up on two remakes. Two songs
two
that
remakes.
Almost sample older songs mm-hmm. to become new packages.
Okay.
And my first one I'm very excited about. It is a song by the rapper Young Thug. Now, Young Thug first started coming out in around 2011 with music. He's out of Atlanta. And the thing that you have to know about Young Thug is that he is so strange in hip-hop. He's almost the rap weirdo. He sings. He's not really much of a rapper. And you don't understand about 100% of the words he's saying.
That's what you want.
He uses his voice and his words in an almost jazz way. He's just another instrument in the record.
Like he's scatting or something?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
And when I first heard him, like your reaction, it was like, well, I don't want to hear someone whose lyrics I don't understand. No, that's what he's doing. That is his style. So in the same...
Still, though, does that make me want to hear it?
I don't know. I definitely came around.
Okay.
And now I almost see his voice as just another element to the beat.
All right.
Okay. And so... He kind of came out, you know, early 2011. People compared him to Future,
okay.
who's a very popular rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And Young Thug always kind of exists a little behind Future.
Okay.
But those who know both of them, I think they're growing up a little bit more into the Future side.
All right.
But me, I'm going to Young Thug.
Right.
And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. This last week, he released a brand new album. And the thing I'm getting you up on is Elton John's collaboration with him called High. And boy, it is phenomenal. Here's what happened. 2 years ago in 2016, Future posted a picture of him and Elton John. That confused everyone in the world. But it was because Elton John, in an interview a few weeks before, said he was a big Future fan.
Huh.
Same reason I became one, which he said, you listen close and the melodies are incredible. He's not there to be a lyricist. He's there to just sort of walk in and improvise a song.
Okay.
He's doing hit songs in 10 minutes. He'll walk into the studio, 10 minutes later walk out, and it's almost a weird, strange, unexplainable masterpiece.
Wow.
There's something drawing me to all of these Young Thug songs. This one takes Rocket Man, Okay.
Elton John,
and turns it into a brand new song, and it's awesome, and it just came out this last week. And Elton John helped a little bit with a little bit of the newer vocals that he had to add in to make it sound larger, but it's really just a straight sample. The song is called High, and it's off of the brand new Young Thug record. It's an EP that you can get off of anywhere music is right now. Let's listen to it. Hey, and I'm gonna be.
If she won't bang, you let her bang. He said he bleeding with a stain. My bitch at the top of food chains. They local, I don't even know the name. I've been fresh since a kid, ain't never played. I just picked up a back in Rotterdam. I'ma whip out the Mac and pop your brain. I do what I want and shout it can't.
Now, the funny part about that is when I went in to listen to it for the clip with Omar, I go, is there any curses in it? He goes, I don't know.
I was just thinking. I was just thinking there was that one section that he reversed, and I was like, I wouldn't have been able to understand what he said forward either.
I made him look up the lyrics. Yeah. I was like, I know there's something in there we can't play.
I truly thought the beginning of it was reversed. I'm like, no, play it the right way.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just a very fun collaboration for hip-hop. Elton John also showed up on the last Tribe Called Quest record, so and obviously his relationship with Eminem. So many years, he's kept his ear on to the streets and really listening for hip-hop.
That's cool.
This is a really good example of it. And tonight, the new Lil Wayne record comes out, so all of the attention will be on that. Don't forget that this Young Thug EP is actually really entertaining.
All right.
Now, if that wasn't for you, because we're on K-Rock and hip-hop isn't necessarily the thing we play most, I got another one for you. It takes a jingle you might know and turns it into a rap song.
If this is Cars for Kids, I'm going to kill you.
It's real close. Let's play it.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So that's the original, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's...
Shout to Remix God Suede, the DJ. I heard this and I was like... This
Amazing.
Is the greatest song I've ever heard.
Oh, my God.
But like, that song doesn't get stuck in your head enough.
No, already. Now we need a dance version of it.
Wow.
Oh, just listen to this break.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm getting you up on two completely different songs. One is Elton John. One is Young Thug. And the other is the O'Reilly Auto Parts theme. Get up, get on up, on this. Get up, get on up, on this.
Get up. On the way, RJ Bell talking week four of the NFL, plus a strange new sport that I think Allie's going to love. I'm going to introduce
exciting.
You to.
I think he's being sarcastic.
It's possible, but maybe not. Dr. Drew also is going to be on the show a little bit later on this morning. Right now, we're going to talk about you were impaled. Now, occasionally we have phone topics where we say there's no way anybody will call. Yeah. We've done this one before.
Yeah.
And people will call in and say they were impaled. There's a kid who fell out of a tree onto a meat skewer.
Yeah.
It went through his mouth, right?
Yeah.
Did it go through his skull?
It did. It went through the back.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors, over 100 of them, worked on him. Listen to the story.
You're looking at a metal barbecue skewer sticking out of a 10-year-old boy's head. It goes from below his eye to the back of his skull. How could anyone survive this? Well, this kid did.
This was definitely just the most terrifying experience I've ever had.
Xavier Cunningham was
out of my entire life and all of my bad experiences. This was pretty weird, got to be honest.
Xavier Cunningham was playing with friends in his backyard in Harrisonville, Missouri. They threw the skewer into the ground where it landed with the sharp end sticking up.
Who does that?
Sometimes when I'm done with meat and veggies, I just chuck the skewer.
Yeah, where were they? Medieval times?
So weird, right?
Yeah. Also, that's a talent also. Because if you're going to throw the skewer, it should be...
Should be sharp end down.
Sharp end down.
Yeah.
Congrats.
So they did a good job? You mean you're...
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's worth the sacrifice.
Okay, well, let's see. Oh, no.
Then Xavier was climbing down from a treehouse when he lost his footing and fell right on the skewer.
I opened my eyes and I was like, and just screamed my head off.
His mom, Gabrielle, fearing the worst, rushed him to the ER.
He's almost having a good time with it. And then I woke up and it was like, oh my God.
I like that the mom is fearing the worst. No, she's using her eyes.
Right.
It's not fearing the worst.
There's a skewer going through her son's head.
Yeah, fearing the realism of it.
Even Xavier thought he was a goner.
He could barely move his mouth and he'd go, hi, mama. Like, hi, baby. And he'd go, I love you. And he goes, the last words I'm ever going to say on this earth are, I love you, mom.
He
oh
said that?
God. He said that. Yeah. The 10-year-old. Oh,
did the This Is Us writers create this dialogue?
Dan Fogelman swoops in.
Yeah, yes. What was that? How did he have such a dramatic? He's like, I'm going to die, Ma.
The last words I'm going to say
are, we need more meat.
But by some miracle, the skewer missed all his vital organs.
This thing missed the eye, missed the brain. It missed the spinal cord.
By the way, if you look at the picture, it's not possible it missed all that.
It's insane.
It just hit all of that.
It goes right through the face.
It's insane.
Dr. Koji Ebersole, a brain surgeon with the University of Kansas Health System, was tasked with removing the skewer.
That x-ray is unbelievable. That lets you see for the first time how close this thing is to the carotid artery. That's the major artery that goes to the brain.
This remarkable video shows the surgery. You can see the doctor's hand carefully and slowly pulling out the skewer.
When the doctor came through the door and he just said, he goes, it's out. And just the relief, I was like, can I hug you?
And here they are moments later in Xavier's hospital room.
Okay, now, if Xavier's funny, he's acting dead. Xavier's funny. I mean, honestly, mom walks in. He already said goodbye. I love you. Yeah. She walks in. He's like, oh.
We got something for you.
Sure do.
The doctor hands him the skewer as a souvenir. Oh.
Who wants that?
Come on, doc.
Who wants that? That skewer's in my head. Why do I want that?
Every July 4th, this poor kid is just going to start crying uncontrollably.
We're going to take your calls in a few minutes on You Were Impaled or Skewered Somehow. 1-800-520-1067 is the number.
And this is Xavier today, just 5 days after the operation. The hole where the skewer went in is covered by just a little Band-Aid.
It's literally one Band-Aid on his face next to his nose.
Skewer went through his brain.
Yes, missed his brain, but went through his head.
Missed everything. Yes. That's nuts to me.
And he's just got one Band-Aid right next to one nostril. That's it.
Does this explain Nelly? I've always been so confused as to why he wore the Band-Aid, but now it's because of a meat skewer.
Could be it.
Who knew?
He's still swollen and sore, but his doctor says he will make a full recovery.
The whole thing's a miracle.
The whole thing is a miracle, by
that
the way.
That kid has to stay away from trees and meat for the rest of his life, right?
I mean,
you think?
Unbelievable.
It is a strange one, too, to have to tell him to stay away from. Yeah. But
I do remember growing up seeing an x-ray like that for a javelin.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like he lived, too.
We had an intern, I don't know how many years ago. Dave, how many years ago was it, who fell out of the USC dorm room?
Her dorm room. Yeah, it was about 5-6 years ago.
And landed on a fence.
Oh, in the butt.
Yeah, in the butt.
I remember that.
And she was hanging by her butt for, 20 minutes or something, waiting for firemen to get there.
I remember.
It was her.
That's really funny.
We were like, what are the chances that happened to you?
Yeah.
What happened to you, Dave?
Well, when my dad was home, he used to make wrought iron fences for, like, the front because, you know, we lived in East L.A. And as a kid, I was running around and I fell off our porch and landed on the tips of the wrought iron fences.
Oh.
So I was, like, hanging just by, you know, the fence. And I'm like, Mom, Dad... And they come out and see me, and they have to pick me up and lift me off.
Oh, that sounds so terrible. Oh, that sounds so painful.
Oh, it was. And I still have the scars. It's pretty cool. But the best part about it was I didn't go to the doctor.
What?
Didn't need to go to the doctor.
Spray some Windex
on dumb.
It. Yeah, just put a little pressure in it.
Right. Good morning.
The skin heals.
Good morning.
So I feel this kid. I feel
fabulous.
This kid.
Right. Okay.
Outstanding. Right. Wonderful.
Right.
Terrific.
Okay. Right.
Good morning.
Okay, right. Hold on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning.
All right.
He started that story with when my dad was around. And I just want to make sure everyone caught that.
And then said, growing up in East L.A., I was like, oh my, what is this?
What's happening?
Is this an Edward James Olmosville?
Therapy?
All right, so if this ever happened to you or somebody that you know, 1-800-520-1067. You were impaled, you were skewered. What are other words that we could use for that exact same thing?
I mean, listen, we'll take anything where you should have died.
Right.
Like, at this point, if it went through your body, we're in.
1-800-520-1067. All right, just ahead of Imagine Dragons, I want to tell Savannah, you hold on. Marin, you hold on. David, you hold on as well. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. You were impaled. We'll take your calls right after Imagine Dragons on K-Rock. We're talking about you were impaled or skewered or any other horrible word.
There's more than one call. That's all you need to know.
Let's start with Brian in Laguna Beach. Good morning, Brian.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you. You were impaled by what?
I was impaled by a steak knife, but I was about 9 or 10, and I had a coconut. And I was trying to get the meat out of the coconut with the steak knife. And it slipped and went right through the coconut and through my hand.
Yeah, that seems bad.
The funny part of the story was my parents called neighbors to watch my brother and sister, took me to the hospital. I got stitched up and bandaged up, and we came home and realized my sister had seen all the blood, passed out.
Oh, no.
Went face first into a cedar chest.
Oh, no.
With her mouth and her braces got torn up, pushed up through her lip and into her gums. The neighbors had to cut off her braces with wire cutters.
Holy gosh.
By the way, kind of a move by the neighbers.
Yeah.
Right?
I would just be like, let's get in the car. We got to go to the emergency room. And the other one's like, get the wire cutters.
It's true.
Exactly.
Wow. That's scary. All right. Thank you, Brian, for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Savannah in Placentia. Hi.
Hey, guys.
You were skewered? You were impaled?
I was. So back in junior high, for some reason, we had a great idea to play hide-and-seek in a basement in the dark.
Good.
I don't know what happened. I was crawling around on the floor, and next thing I know, we had to turn the lights on because I felt something scrape, and half of a shish kebab stick was, like, sticking out of me.
So you were skewered as well?
Yeah, this is a common thing.
All right.
A good chunk of it kind of broke off, and my grandma's a total hippie, so she wouldn't take me to the doctor. I had to spend an entire summer walking around, limping around with this thing in my knee.
What? Wait a minute, hold on. You got a skewer through your knee, and your grandma said, you're good, and you had to live with it?
It was probably like a good 2 inches. I think my mom still has it saved somewhere.
Oh my God, she's definitely not Jewish. My parents used to take me to the hospital if I had a hangnail.
She's like, you're fine, Shannon. Go play.
Super fun.
Oh my God, that's a little scary. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go to Mike in Chatsworth. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So you were impaled?
Yes, I was impaled in the lip.
In the lip, okay. That it?
I was 6 years old. My brother and I were chasing a rabbit around. He told me to go around a bush. He grabs a wooden stake, the one that marks the underground lines, and throws it through the bush. And I come around, and the stake is through my top and bottom lip.
What?
My mom was rushing around trying to get her keys. She locks her keys in the car, and so she had to call an ambulance.
Are you a vampire?
That was my first ambulance ride.
So you're saying your friend made you run around a bush so that he could throw this at you?
My brother.
Your brother, okay.
Yeah.
But so that he could throw this thing at you?
We were chasing the rabbit. He was
so I guess he was,
rabbit.
Quote unquote, throwing it at the rabbit.
Gotcha.
Yeah, sure.
Correct.
Sure, brother.
Wow. All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Man, oh, man. Let's go to Matt in L.A. Good morning, Matt.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Hello, Chip. Hello, Chip and Allie, my loves. Anyhow. Right.
So, just impaled them.
I'm a pool guy, and so I went and had a nice lunch, and then I went to go to my next stop to have a filter, to do a filter clean, and I, too, suffer, like Allie, from IBS, so I was rushing to get this done because I felt the urge to do it, and so I'm cleaning the filter, and the middle of the filter is this rod, stainless steel rod. And then once again, that feeling came over me. So I panicked to go number two and I sat right on the damn rod and impaled myself.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God, I think I just got impaled by this rod up my ass. And I'm like, oh no. And so I quickly stand up, blood's going a little bit. I check, I'm not Jewish, so I was Catholic. So I just kind of wiped it off and kept going on the work of my day.
Mm-hmm. So Matt, you're saying that you just sat on it accidentally.
Yeah, that happens totally. A lot with guys.
Totally. Yeah.
Like sometimes in the shower, they're
right.
like, I fell on a plunger.
Allie, get your mind out
exactly.
of the
gutter. In the gutter. You're the one with the pool cleaner up your butt.
Filter rod.
Whatever.
Filter rod.
Okay.
It sounds sexier. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Brian in Santa Ana. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thank you. You were impaled. Isn't it crazy that we have this
well,
many calls?
Sure was.
It's nuts. The whole thing is insane.
The fire department.
Okay. What?
I was building a fire department in Buena Park, and I shot myself with a nail gun.
Oh, shot yourself with a nail gun. How'd you do that?
I was holding up some boards and backing and blocking, and the gun went on a 3-round burst. Mm. And
the gun did on its own? Did it go on a 3-run burst?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. The gun went on itself, and it, on the third one, went right through my hand. I got the nail. I'm waving my hand around in the air, trying to wiggle the nail out, and it wouldn't go out. Oh, boy. And then I had to pull it out, and all of a sudden, I pass out.
Sure.
Yeah.
And fire department, yeah, it was great.
Did the nail gun just go off? Did the nail gun just go off randomly while you were sitting there trying to get fixed?
Oh, no, I tried to pull the trigger, but it was supposed to be one nail at a time, but it was three nails.
But just like Jesus, you rose again.
Yeah.
I mean, Allie, it said Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Grace. We can take calls all day on this topic.
Absolutely.
Grace in San Pedro. Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you. You were impaled.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what that definition means, but so when I was growing up, we had a lot of kids in my family. Shout out Cordero, South Bay. And I woke up and just did like a big stretch, you know, when you kind of do a big stretch
right.
and you kick out your leg real quick.
Uh-huh.
And a mattress spring that was sticking out went straight through the heel of my foot.
A mattress spring that was sticking out
of the bed?
Yeah.
So you just stretched. You didn't really do anything except move your foot a little down? That's it?
I woke up and was immediately injured.
It's like you lived in a hostel, like a scary hostel. Why was
in the movie
I
the hostel?
No idea. Yeah, it was even. Yeah, I know it sounds really bad, but I just never noticed it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Were you impaired in any way? Impaired and
no,
impaled.
No, it wasn't even bleeding. My feet are so calloused; it wasn't even bleeding. I just took it out and went to the beach.
Jesus, I'm nervous by how many people have been mm-hmm. impaled, but I'm more nervous at just the nonchalance of mm-hmm. being impaled.
It just doesn't seem to bother anyone. What are you going to do? I need to go to the beach.
Bleed out. I don't know. What are you going to do? Get tetanus. There's a million things you could do.
Oh, I guess I should have got a tetanus shot. That would have been a good idea.
Yeah, especially because you foam at the mouth still.
Thank you for the call. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53. RJ Bell talks NFL just after the top of the hour. And then Dr. Drew coming up a little bit later on this morning. Right now it's time for What's Happening with Allie McKay.
So we now know the cast for the new DC film opening in 2020. But we know the cast.
Do you say
Birds,
in 2020?
2020.
Okay.
Are we going to make it?
We might, hopefully. But the film is Birds of Prey, and we know that Margot Robbie is going to be back in that one. She's going to be, obviously, doing the role of Harley Quinn mm-hmm. in that from Suicide Squad. But we now know who will play both Huntress. Do you know Huntress?
No.
Longtime Batman character.
Okay.
Mafia princess. That will be Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Good actress.
All right.
Wonderful actress. Mm-hmm. And we now know who will play Black Canary. That will be Journey Smollett-Bell. Here's the thing. She's an expert fighter known for her canary cry. All right. The character has traditionally been white in the comics, but Warner Brothers has been aiming for more diverse casting, so we'll see how people react to that.
That'll go well.
They'll react well.
A fictional character.
Oh, they'll
sure.
totally react well.
Race.
Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be on social media for a while.
Yeah, it should go very well for everybody. Yeah,
also, the Smollett family, man. They have like
right?
they're like a traveling group of actors and actresses.
Ah, the guy from Empire. Who
Jesse, Josiah, Jazz, Jake, Jaqui, JoJo. That's all of them.
Are you sure?
That's the whole Smollett family, yeah.
Right. Well, I know that the guy from Empire is, he's got one of the best voices ever.
Yeah. Jussie.
Talented family. Jussie and Journey.
What?
All right. Again, that movie coming out February 7th, 2020.
Oh, February 7th.
Let me put
that
in my calendar.
Oh, I got something February 7th.
You know what? I'm busy. Yeah. Shoot. I can't go see it that day, but maybe the next day.
I'm not sure if you guys... Well, I know Kevin didn't see this because anything royal, he's out. He wants nothing to do with the royal family at all.
Yeah.
What a farce.
But this made me laugh so hard because people lost their minds because Meghan Markle showed up to an event at the London's Royal Academy of Arts. She was attending an art exhibit and somebody opened the car door for her. Standard. Not standard. Meghan Markle closed the door herself, you guys.
That's crazy.
No! Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No. No.
No.
This is not okay.
No.
Some
no!
people. No. No. Jeff,
where was
on.
Her door closer?
Some people responded with, well done, Meghan. And some said, because I was so inspired by Meghan today, I left the house and I shut my own front door.
It's going to be a pattern.
It's insane. But apparently what was supposed to happen...
It's all downhill from here, people.
She's done nothing in her whole life except be on Suits. And now people are going to treat her like garbage.
So the guy opens the door for her. She greets the person that she was supposed to be meeting at the Royal Academy of Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And then the guy was supposed to then close it. But she didn't step out of the way. She just stepped out of the way of the door and closed it herself.
Okay.
So people were like, that guy's out of a job, right? That guy screwed up. He didn't close the door
for
Meghan
Markle.
Well, he's
not just out of a job. That guy gets killed.
Yeah, he's fucking
right?
dead.
Like he missed a soccer goal and
exactly.
has to go back home to Chile.
Not good. But here's the part that really made me laugh. They had all different angles of this.
Of course.
All different views to see, you know, where he could have been when she started to close the door. It was like Zapruder.
Yeah, this is the Us Magazine JFK murder.
It was insanity. I did watch two different angles, and I'll say this about her. As she closed the door, pinky up.
Yeah.
Totally posh. Totally posh door closer, Meghan Markle.
Let's never forget she was a Let's Make a Deal girl.
She really was.
Not that I'm trying to shame her at all, but let's glow up is pretty serious.
Oh, I'll say.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
she closed her own door, for God's sake.
Yeah.
That's also a tragedy.
What's going to happen? But
even
people...
Howie Mandel doesn't do that.
Well, no.
That's because he's sick and germs.
Yeah, he'd be washing his hands constantly for that. I just thought that was so damn funny. And weird. Also weird, Daz Dillinger. He's been putting a lot of videos out about Kanye and Kanye's wife that are concerning a little bit. But I don't think he's going to be doing videos for a little bit because he was just busted for allegedly having a ton of weed in his Georgia home. And he's facing, I know, it's shocking.
What?
Facing multiple felony charges. He was arrested Tuesday just before midnight at his place in Powder Springs, Georgia, just outside of ATL. And cops found a total of 117 grams of marijuana, including several cigarillo packets and a green mason jar. Mason jars are good for cocktails and weed.
That's it, right?
This is
the only two
this
things.
Is what we know.
Yeah,
and the cocktails, it's so basic now. Like before it was like, I'm super country, look at me. Now it's like, ugh, everyone.
Yeah,
has
I went
mason
to Urban
jars.
Outfitters once.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He allegedly also had 10 THC pods, THC oil, a THC vaporizer, and a container in his home studio labeled cannabis lean, which is essentially lean mixed with cannabis. So the grape
sounds like
drink.
A party.
I'm right.
Sounds like a blast, right? He was booked on 12 counts of possession of a controlled substance, one count of possession of more than 1 ounce of marijuana. So
how'd they find out that the rapper who used to be under Snoop Dogg was into weed?
Right. Odd.
What'd they do? Think about it?
Yeah. They're like, wait a minute. The guy from the dog pound lives here in Atlanta.
What?
Plus every single one of his videos?
Yeah, of course.
Smoking outside of his house, talking about how Kim is very friendly with everyone in the music business. Quite the videos
yes.
that he's been posting.
Well, those are over now.
Yeah.
Because he likes weed.
Yeah. Speaking of weed, by the way, we did a 420 show with Be Real.
Yes.
And he pulled out a joint that was the size of my leg.
Yeah.
And there were cops like along the sides and stuff because they always, everywhere we go, they show up.
Yeah.
And no one did anything, of course, because everybody's there having a great time. There's a huge crowd. And he lit and I mean, it was a baseball bat.
Yeah. Weed on stage has never really been a problem.
Right.
I've always, everyone rap-wise or even like Willie Nelson, like these guys just smoke on weed. Smoke on stage. And it's like, by the way, me saying they smoke on weed shows you how much of a narc I am.
I heard it and I was like, oh, Jensen.
Like a real
square
parent. Yeah. Who's smoking drugs?
You see that? You see how white people do?
Yeah.
He's doing the marijuana.
Yeah.
I know it. Some birthdays for you. Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind, Lil Wayne, Avril Lavigne, Gwyneth Paltrow, and our own producer, Christine. Happy birthday. And that's what's happening.
Every Friday morning at this time, every Thursday morning at this time, we check in with RJ Bell.
Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell.
RJ, good morning.
Hey, guys. Hey, you know, listen, we did it for Friday for a long time, but I think the demand to say, let's get these picks early. Well, we moved to Thursday.
Oh, has don't an, cover.
Has Look not, at you being nice
don't
to me.
Cover.
Nice
but
work.
Has not hurt our record.
You are 67% so far this season.
Yeah, you know, I worry. And listen, you're going to think I'm joking here, right? But I'm not.
Okay.
I worry. I know you guys have hundreds of thousands of listeners. And are they thinking this is easy? Right? They're watching
because,
me do this.
Because you make it look easy, right?
Yeah, they're thinking maybe I should drop out of school. There's kids listening in college thinking maybe I should drop out of school. Don't try this at home.
All right, each week we get a pick from RJ Bell. The first one is your big dog at Cincinnati Bengals over the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, Bengals +5.5. This is a simple one-factor handicap, and here's what it is. The Atlanta Falcons have an crazy number of defensive injuries. Guys on defense that are going to miss this game. But they're people who don't have a big name. These are players the fans don't know who they are. So the fact that they're gone, they don't really care. But in reality, these players are very, very meaningful to the Falcons. And there's a concept called cluster injuries. And let's draw an analogy to a workplace, right? Let's say you have, you guys have, 15 or so people working on the show, right?
Sure, 25.
Yeah,
I think, 20, a couple dozen. Now, if one person is out, let's say Dave's out, no big deal. You all shrug. But imagine if six people were out.
I mean, we actually like it better. What?
If six people are out, it's like, oh my gosh, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
That's sort of the case with the Falcons. One, two players, it's fine. There's so many defensive players out. The market is not accounting for it, though. So our big dog pick, Bengals +5.5.
All right, RJ, just I want to take a sidestep for one moment and say I have been getting tweets from people saying, what's the +5.5? How does that work when you're gambling? Can you explain that simply?
Yeah, it's real simple. Is when two teams, imagine Mike Tyson, or let's say we're playing golf. A golf handicap is a great example. Let's say that you're a better golfer than me. It's kind of hard to play and have fun, but what you do is you say, okay, RJ, you're getting six strokes. And that way I have a chance to win if I'm within six strokes. So let's use this Atlanta game as an example. Atlanta's at home. The public thinks they are the better team. So they're laying 5.5. So now with the Bengals, we win in two different ways. If the Bengals win the game outright, we win. Or if the Bengals lose, but not by more than 5.5, we also win.
You still win, even if Atlanta wins by a field goal or whatever.
4 or 5, yes.
Okay, so that's how that works. All right, your best bet is Indianapolis Colts over Houston Texans.
Yeah, in this case, the Colts are favored by 1. So they have to win the game and win it by more than 1 point. And listen, any football fan knows Andrew Luck. He's been hurt for 2 years. He's the quarterback for the Colts. He's played pretty well since he's come back. He's ranked number 12 in the stats. But what surprised people is the Colts' defense. Last year wasn't great. The 12th best defense right now by advanced stats. Now, the Colts' record's only 1-2. You're thinking, how can they be that good, RJ? Well, if you look at the game against the Bengals in week 1, they had over a 90% chance to win that game. They didn't. In week three, they had a 70% chance against the Eagles to win the game. They didn't. Now, you might say, well, that's a sign they're a losing team. Now, the stats guys really believe those late-game coin flips are really about luck. So I think the Colts are underrated. On the other side, the Texans are 0-3. They had a quarterback, Watson, that played well last year, but he's just not playing well this year. I think the Colts favored by one, best bet of the week.
All right, and then your big game is Oakland.
Yeah, and this is a game, it's surprisingly a big game, but it's because we got Baker Mayfield. A lot of people for the Browns, a lot of people are saying, Baker, the money maker. I'm saying, Baker, let's fade him and make some money. We like the Raiders here in the big game, favored by 2.5. And again, you look at the Raiders, they're 0-3. But every one of their games, they had a chance to win. They were leading at halftime against the Rams, against Denver, against Miami. And the last two, they were very close to winning. On the other hand, everyone's going crazy for Baker. And we know when someone gets popular, when something gets popular, they get expensive. So right now, the Browns are expensive, the Raiders are cheap, and you know me, we're going with the Raiders.
Right, so Cincinnati Bengals plus 5.5 over Atlanta Falcons. Best bet is Indianapolis Colts minus 1 over Houston Texans. And big game is Oakland Raiders minus 2.5 over Cleveland Browns. Do you have any thoughts on the Rams tonight?
Well, I tell you, the Rams, there's a certain sports book in Vegas that if you want to bet the Rams to win the Super Bowl, they're only going to pay you 2-1. So if you bet 100, you win 200.
So that's a huge favorite to win the Super Bowl.
They are like as big of a favorite as we've seen at that book, let's say in the last 10 seasons, including the Patriots during some very good years. Now, if you would have bet them a month ago, the Rams, you could have got 13-1. So what's happened is that there's been a ton of enthusiasm about how well the Rams have played up to this point. I mean, a ton. And oh, by the way, Minnesota, who they're playing tonight, one of the better teams in the NFL, and the Rams at home are favored by 7 points.
Wow.
A cool touchdown in that game.
Wow. All right. Thank you, RJ. If you want to follow RJ Bell on Twitter, it's RJ in Vegas. The website is pregame.com. You have a new podcast, RJ Bell's Dream Preview. Also, a daily radio show straight out of Vegas with RJ Bell. You do everything, my friend.
Hey, listen, it's all a warm up for this.
And we appreciate it. Thank you, RJ.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now. Cause he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. Yes, he's RJ Bell. RJ Bell. I've started sort of a new series of trying to introduce you to new sports around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular one is out of Thailand.
Okay.
And I recently visited.
You did?
I did about 4 months ago.
And?
You know what? Didn't love it.
Wow. Interesting.
It's not what you want to hear, but.
Yeah, well, you don't seem like a big lay on the beach kind of guy.
Funny enough, that's what I kind of wanted to do.
Really?
And instead I got there and it's dirty.
Oh. Mm.
And just not, it's just like if you're going to, it's just a very long flight.
Uh-huh.
Just go to Hawaii.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
All right. So this is a vlogger who basically takes you on different tours and introduces you to different things. And he's got a friend in Thailand that competes in one of their national sports.
Today, I thought I'd show you something a little bit different. And we're going to go and find one of my neighbors who is competing in one of Thailand's national sports.
And what would you guess that sport is?
Well, my Thai boxing
sport.
It's a big one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I would think that.
Okay.
Might think like...
Bird singing. Yeah.
Bird singing.
Wait, nope, not that.
Bird
How
singing.
Didn't think
dare
that.
Dare you,
It's
Kevin.
One of their national sports.
Ugh.
Bird singing.
Why so is this, do this?
I'm doing this because I know you would love it, Allie. Aww.
Is it bird singing or people pretending to sing like birds? I don't even know the answer
yet. It's bird singing. Hmm. Yeah. It's basically... Listen, this guy knows as much as I do. He's trying to figure out like... Okay, all right, is the first round over? Okay, I'm not sure what's happening right now. It's super bizarre.
All right, this looks like the place.
Good noise, right?
No.
Right?
So I'm not exactly sure how it works. I believe they hang the birds from there, and then they judge them on different characteristics of their tunes, volume, pitch, tone. It looks like the birds are more or less all prepped.
Okay, so they're all prepped. They hang them from these weird, cool, like, cages.
Okay.
On, like, three clotheslines that go down. And there's maybe 200 of them. The judges stand 20 feet back.
How do they know what they're hearing?
I can't imagine how they know. Oh, I don't have any idea. I just know it's very noisy. Okay, so now there's a judge that's standing 20 feet from this bird, and the owner is right on his shoulder yelling at the bird, come on, come on, come on, sing, sing. That's what's happening. Yes.
Was that a bird?
The only thing that could make it better is a whistle in the middle of bird singing.
I thought it was the bird. I was like, congratulations, this sport rules.
That's a great bird. There's no possible way to tell the difference between the birds.
No way.
No.
But it is literally a national sport. So they have professional, like they'll buy, like racehorses.
Yeah.
They'll buy a great singing bird, and it can cost a lot of money.
I know where they could have gotten a bunch.
This isn't shrill at all, so I like that.
Yeah.
All right, it appears to be the end of round one.
He has no idea.
No clue.
I mean, it appears like round one is over, but I'm not sure. So then they remove the birds that did the poorest.
Oh, no.
And they have round two.
Oh, they're fine, though.
Oh, yeah, they don't kill them.
Okay. I thought it was going to be like they remove them and then break their little necks.
Right. Yeah.
No. These are moneymakers. You don't want to do that. They have a lot of these competitions, apparently, in Thailand.
This is my neighbor, Egg.
Now he's talking to his neighbor, and he's bringing his bird back, his loser bird.
Sure.
By the way.
What happened, Egg? He do good? Yeah.
But not today, right? It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so A, you can't hear what they're saying because of the birds. B, he's asking the guy if his bird did good, but he's taking the bird out.
I mean, clearly he didn't make it to the second round, sir.
His bird sucks is basically the truth. We can't hear you.
So the good one, stay there. And the ones that didn't win, come back. Okay. How much to buy champion one?
Okay, how much to buy a champion bird? From the bird singing competition in Thailand.
In Thailand, I spent $5 every night for an hour-long foot massage. So let's keep that in mind.
18 cents.
18 cents.
$200.
For number one in Thailand or something like that.
200,000.
200,000 baht for one of these birds.
200,000 baht. 200,000 baht, $20,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
For a bird.
Look at you doing math.
Well, I mean, they said it.
For a bird.
What?
This is a professional singing bird.
What do they get when they win?
They never show you.
Oh, no.
This is the weirdest thing because I went to like six different videos of it. Yeah. It's all the same. It's just 250 people surrounding three clotheslines with cages with birds all in them. I mean, way too many birds to separate.
I don't want to get inside baseball, but are they parakeets and like parrots and cockatiels and you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, and I think the answer is here.
The second-rate birds have been pulled out.
Second-rate birds.
And they're getting ready for the final over here.
Oh, because I thought he said exactly what type of bird it is.
Oops, I mean, sounds like parakeets to me.
Yeah, it's like a red something or another. And at one point he says, yeah, we have a lot of those in Australia. We just spent $20,000 to eradicate them because they're a super pain in the neck.
Unbelievable.
And in Thailand, they're literally, that's a national sport. That's a sport that is national.
I want to know what they get, though. Is it just for national pride? Like, I got the best bird?
I don't know what they win.
I hope it's a lot of money.
It can't be. There's no way.
No?
No, because he said they're having them all the time.
Also, by the way, they have them in consecutive days as well. They'll go, oh, we'll come back tomorrow.
Oh,
have another one. So it can't be a lot.
It's not good. This is a bad sport.
It's not great.
And also, it helps my theory on Thailand that it's not a great vacation destination.
Okay, there you go. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:55. We have Dr. Drew coming up just after the top of the hour. First, Allie is here with what's happening.
I want to see if you guys are awful human beings like me and that this is where your mind goes after I read this.
Are we awful?
Yes. So rideshare company Lyft is partnering with the LA Department of Transportation to launch a pilot program where Angelenos go 30 days without using their car in exchange for $677 in transportation credit. So you can use that towards Lyft's carpool service, a month-long regional transit pass, or electric car sharing. So you can ditch your car for 30 days and then use Lyft instead.
Right.
And I'm reading this, I'm like, okay, how do they know if that's what you're doing?
Meaning,
you want to cheat the system?
I'm wondering.
You're going to say, I'm leaving my car at home, so I'll take the credit.
Right.
And then you'll drive your car.
And you're just using the credit for, like, nights out, something like that. Is that awful? But then I read, and it says, so how will Lyft verify that winners have actually stopped using their cars for the 30-day period?
They impound it.
No, it's basically an honor system.
Oh, that's too bad.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
There's people like Allie out there.
But I immediately thought someone's going to...
And she goes on the radio and says her plan. Hey, guys, if you're thinking about it, here's the trust system we're using.
Just saying, this isn't a great system, but it's wonderful.
Sure.
It's going to help people understand that we don't really need to use our cars all the time here in Los Angeles. We could really make a difference in our city.
But don't use the birds.
Oh, God, don't.
Yeah.
Don't use the scooters. Use a car. Ruin the world.
They really are the worst. Honestly. You were an early adopter of how awful those are.
They're awful. Honestly, I'd rather you burn oil in front of my whole family.
Wow.
And I don't
in front of your whole family.
Yeah, like, don't use the bird scooters. We don't need ice caps.
It's a lot.
Too many.
Well, it's happening October 8th through November 6th. So if you want to get in on this, 100 entrants will be drawn at random to participate. So go to ditchwithlift.com.
Ditchwithlift.com.
Go
ahead and lie.
Don't be me, is what I'm saying.
Right, exactly.
Don't be me. So Rihanna's house burglarized for the second time this year. Back in May, a stalker was arrested just hanging out in her house for about 12 hours before being found by her assistant. And then on Tuesday, the LAPD got a call. Yeah, they shattered a window to gain entry right in the back. It's insane how many people are being burglarized. It's got to be a ring, right? Wouldn't you think?
I would think so, because it all sort of came on at once.
Yeah.
So I would think so.
But it also, like I said,
I think it's organized.
I think it's the idea that we all report where we are at all times.
Agreed.
And celebrities more than anything. So if you're looking to be a robber or a burglar in 2018, social media has to be one of your main go-tos.
Yeah.
And if Rihanna's on tour in the Bahamas and you see it and you know where Rihanna lives, you own Rihanna's stuff.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Oof. You're right.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, you know when an athlete has a home stand and when he doesn't. Yeah.
When he's out of town. So what we're saying is, if you want to pretend you ditched your car, take a Lyft
I don't think we're
to Rihanna's house
okay.
when you know she's out of town.
Uh-huh.
Take her stuff.
I missed part. I don't think.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't think
confused,
it correlates
but,
at all.
You know, advice is advice.
Okay.
It is. It is.
Agreed
indeed.
To disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know the site College Humor?
Yes.
Yes.
Comedy-focused digital media company has over 15 million followers across its social media platforms. Well, they have announced the launch of Dropout. It's an ad-free mixed-media subscription service. I feel like we're the only ones without a subscription service.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to cost $5.99 a month or $49 yearly. And you're going to get access to premium video and a mix of content, including digital comics and chat stories. Okay.
Sounds awful.
Wow.
I don't know
that
why
doesn't sound
I,
fun.
I would need that.
You
I
don't.
Feel, I don't even watch. I mean, I don't know. I think I've done videos before for College Humor, but I don't think I've watched it in quite some time.
Same.
Well, now you're going to pay for it if you want it.
All right. I mean, I'm guessing he's not going to pay for it.
Well, now I got to do it.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
I couldn't stand it when it was free. But now.
This was a shocking thing to read. We all know Gisele Bündchen.
Yep.
One of the most famous supermodels, makes probably more than 90% of humans, makes a ton of money, married to Tom Brady, one of the most successful athletes ever. She has a new book coming out called Lessons, My Path to a Meaningful Life, where she reveals a much darker side. When she started modeling and was kind of coming up in the industry, she had severe panic attacks, so severe she contemplated suicide.
Oh, no.
She would be at her house and think, if I just jump off my balcony, this will all end. I never have to worry about feeling my world closing in again.
Do we know what it was that made her so anxious? Just the attention?
It was just kind of a whole combination of things. And she got pretty famous real quick.
Yeah.
And when she was coming up, she was told her nose is too big, eyes are too small, you're never going to make it. Then she's, you know, modeling for Alexander McQueen. She started dating Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, all of this stuff happening at once. And she decided one day, I don't want to rely on drugs to medicate for anxiety. I need to change everything about my lifestyle. She said, I had been smoking cigarettes, drinking a bottle of wine, and 3 mocha frappuccinos every day. And one day I just woke up and said, all of this is causing me pain in my life. I just have to stop it. So she broke up with Leonardo. I don't know if that was on the list of things she had to stop.
Got some karma points on
probably.
It,
yeah.
But my gosh, it just goes to show, you know, you think you're seeing someone, one of the most beautiful women in the world.
They have everything. They
she
have
has
no problems.
Everything. Yep. There's no problem. This is a woman with severe panic attacks that wanted to kill herself.
Yeah.
Insane. You never know what someone's going through, guys.
You never know.
You just never do.
Hopefully things start going their way, though.
I think she's okay now, is what we're saying. Like, things have really worked out for the,
catch a break, those two.
For the better. Some birthdays for you. Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind, Avril Lavigne, Lil Wayne, Gwyneth Paltrow, and our very own producer, Christine. And that's what's happening.
Every Thursday morning at this time, we check in with Dr. Drew. Good morning, Dr. Drew.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
Is it possible that Kanye West was right once?
It is, sir. It is not only possible, I think it's highly probable. And I was just thinking to myself, I thought, you know, there's a reason we know who Kanye is. It's not happen chance. I mean, he's an insightful dude, and he gets off the rail once in a while, but he comes up with some really interesting ideas and observations, and that's why we like him. He's an outside the box guy. And in this particular, do you explain what you're talking about today, Kevin?
Well, I mean, he posted, we should be able to participate in social media without having to show how many followers or likes we have. Just like
I think he's onto something. And not only that, social media should help us. I think it should help us sort of somehow give us little sort of hints at whether or not what we're looking at has truth or not, you know, whether it's verifiable. Much the way they have the little blue tick by the blue check mark by people. I think they should expand that because there's so much garbage on the internet, it's hard to tell what's what.
But who's got the kind of time to check out every tweet or Instagram?
Well, that's the point. This is the responsibility of social media giants.
But you know that's never going to happen.
Yeah, but what if
I don't? They better make it happen because I think they're going to be under assault from an antitrust standpoint. And this is not actually what Kanye is talking about. What Kanye is talking about is the fact that the seeking validation
right.
from social media. And he doesn't say it explicitly, but really he's talking about adolescence. He says there are people committing suicide due to not getting enough likes, seeking validation in the simulation. He's right. He's right. And we don't know. How do we know what it feels like to be an adolescent? Think about what you were like at 15, 17, trying to seek the approval of your peers. And now there's this algorithm helping sort of amplify the dopamine surge you get from every time there's a like that comes your way. And by the way, crushes you with some sort of unliking or unfriending.
Yeah.
It's really kind of crazy.
I've said all along, if I was a teenager on social media right now, my life would be completely different. I don't know if I could handle
it. You'd get off it is what you would do. You would stop doing it.
I don't know if you can.
I don't know if they can. That's
can
the thing.
You? Yeah. And so I agree. He said he went further. I think he was thinking in more adult terms. He says having the amount of likes in your display for the world to see is much like showing how much money you have in the bank or having to write the size of your D on your T-shirt. So,
which I'm all for.
Right, we do that.
I will say, though, the one thing is that adolescents and teens do gravitate more towards Snapchat, but Instagram they do too, and that does mm-hmm. have the likes and stuff. But it doesn't seem like, in my opinion, I think I know it's a problem because I keep saying to myself, I don't have that. But that's how I know it's a problem.
Right.
But is there a way, would people stay on social media if you get rid of these things? Like, do they stay?
Meaning the payoff for them wouldn't be there?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if, these are very, very smart people building very, very elaborate algorithms. I'm wondering if there's a thing or a mechanism they could figure out that wouldn't have quite the same degree of power, but would achieve the same purpose. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that Kanye's onto something here. Yeah. And as usual, it's by thinking sort of outside the box that he's able to say this. He says, speaking for myself, I personally want to participate in social media with the option of not having to show my followers or my likes. But, of course, easy for him to say.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, yeah, two tweets later, he posted that he has the number one single in the nation on social media.
So it's a Trump-esque sort of psychology.
Yeah. Right here. Yeah, you shoot 100 bullets, one of them's going to land.
Well, but again, it is just a reminder of how pernicious social media can be for young people. And, again, Ali, you did say that people are going to the younger group are going towards Snapchat, and that is absolutely true. We don't know if that will continue or not. And then also we have another population of young adults who were sort of cut their teeth on Facebook or at least on Twitter. And,
right.
And what a lasting effect this will have on them, we don't know. I wouldn't call our overall assessment of the sort of millennial age group exactly – I wouldn't use the word grit to talk about the kind of psychological construct that they're predominantly manifesting.
No, you're not talking about Little Xan. Little Xan's got some grit, if you know what I mean. He ate too many hot Cheetos.
I got to tell you that this came very clear to me one time because I was sort of thinking, oh, I don't have enough followers on Twitter or whatever. And then I saw Jaden Smith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And his tweets are just dumpster fires. It's nonsense.
Right.
And he had like, I don't know, 17 million or some. And I was just it doesn't matter.
True positive it number just of followers matter. Associated with quality. There you go. And also the worth of an individual is definitely determined by the number of followers. But you mentioned the hot Cheetos thing. I'm going to call out fake news on that. What they had was a patient's description of what he thought the doctor told him had happened to him.
Right.
Well, I'm trying to interpret what the heck he was talking about. I think what happened was he ate so many hot Cheetos, he started vomiting, and then he tore his esophagus with the vomiting.
Dr. Drew acting like that's okay. that doesn't change the insanity of it.
But I even said yesterday, this is a self-diagnosis. A doctor didn't tell him
because
this.
He actually took a picture and put it on Instagram in the ambulance on the way to the hospital.
Yeah.
And said that he had ripped his stomach or whatever that was.
Right. You rip your stomach by vomiting. You don't rip your stomach by hot Cheetos. It does not happen like
Little
that.
Little Xan says it does.
You know what, Dr. Drew? I'm going to trust Little Xan over Dr. Drew Pinsky.
I just love those kids so much. All right, Dr. Drew, anything else on this topic?
No, I don't think so, except to say that I personally, I spent a lot of time, back in the Loveline days, we used to spend an awful lot of time, worrying about people's physical health from the result of the sort of interpersonal behaviors. I'm still worried about that. Condom use is down to zero right now.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's not an exaggeration?
Every time I go in a group of millennials, I ask, please raise hands. How many of you use condoms? I've yet to have a hand go up.
Oh, my God.
So, wow.
It's crazy. So, but I still, in spite of that, I spend more time worrying about digital safety. And social media has become a pernicious, problematic environment that we have to contend with. And I don't know if it's from an antitrust standpoint, we sort of make it a less sort of manipulative behemoth, or whether it's really up to the individuals and the parents, which I think is what's going to happen, to learn how to navigate these environments, which are very dangerous for young people.
Why don't you go ahead and give out your Twitter @s?
Also, I want to stand up for Jaden Smith.
Don't you dare.
At official Jaden, he once tweeted, how can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
I mean,
so you tell me if he doesn't deserve those followers.
That's the kind of thing I would look at and go, 17 million followers, this is ridiculous. None of it matters.
I look at it and say, that's what genius looks like.
I look at that and think, oh my God, if that were my kids, I'd kill myself.
Dr. Drew, we appreciate your time. You can follow Dr. Drew on Twitter, at Dr. Drew. You can also go to his website, drdrew.com. Dr. Drew Midday Live, Monday to Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. on 790 KABC, the Dr. Drew Podcast, the Adam and Dr. Drew Podcast, and the Swole Patrol, and also app. His app is Heal. You can actually get a doctor to come to your house, so you don't have to go stand and wait in the emergency
room. It's cheap.
Room.
It's inexpensive. Awesome. Insurance will cover it if you have it.
It's pretty strong. Thank you, Dr. Drew. We appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
Bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 9:39, and there's time for one more look at what's happening with Ellie McKay.
Well, we all know that last night's Childish Gambino show at the Forum has been postponed. They let
it
us know that.
Got Ellie McKay.
It got McKay for sure. It all started in Dallas, but now they're saying it probably happened sooner than that, but it looked like Childish Gambino was on stage, did something weird with his foot, might have broken his foot. We don't know exact details, but he's postponing some shows. We now know that his show next Wednesday that was scheduled at the Forum for October 3rd has been postponed as well. But we have the new dates already. So if you were supposed to see him last night on the 26th, your new show, The Makeup Date, is December 16th at the Forum.
But Allie's going to that one, so
I am.
Maybe steer clear.
So yes. If you could transfer them right to the show that was supposed to happen next week on October 3rd, that show will be on December 17th. So if you could
go to
transfer
that one.
Your tickets to that one.
Right.
I don't think it's possible because I think they were both pretty sold.
Sure.
But I'm just saying.
But try. I'm just saying, try.
You might want to make any sort of effort because I have real bad luck, you guys. Mm-hmm. Real bad luck. But maybe you're thinking, oh, you know what would make me happier with all of this sadness with Childish Gambino? A 78-cent hot dog. What? It's like I'm listening to you guys.
That is a strangely specific question.
Very specific. Pinx is celebrating the dedication of the intersection of La Brea and Melrose today. In just a little bit, 19 minutes, they will dedicate it as Pink Square. And they're going to donate $7,800 to charity in recognition for their 78 years as a continuously run family business. And then they are going to donate the proceeds starting at noon. Here's where the food comes in. They are going to donate 100% of the proceeds of sales of their chili dogs and their vegan dogs at noon, which will be sold for 78 cents each for 78 minutes.
Do you want extra sausage?
I don't, sir. Not from you. So that's exciting hot dog news, guys.
I mean, you're always the number one source for hot dog news.
You don't get exciting hot dog news very often.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. When I
well
when I have hot dog news, I bring it to you.
You do. You bring it strong.
It's just what I do. Dame Judi Dench is here for her good friend, Kevin Spacey.
Oh, no.
According to Variety, Dench believes that accused serial assaulter Kevin Spacey should be given a second chance. When she was speaking of him being replaced, remember in the All the Money in the World, they replaced him with Christopher Plummer.
Right.
This is her quote. I can't approve in any way of the fact that whatever he has done, that you then start to cut him out of the films. Well, no, this film wasn't done.
It wasn't out, yeah.
It wasn't out, so they could just move him away, and then they inserted Christopher Plummer.
Certainly she understood that.
Well, then she says, are we to go back throughout history and anyone who has misbehaved in any way or has broken the law or who has committed any kind of offense, are they always going to be cut out?
Yeah.
No, again,
no, I want to do that, though. I want to do that, though.
Yeah, you do?
Actually,
okay.
Yeah, I want to take Bill Cosby out of Ghost Dad, which shouldn't be hard. He's a ghost.
All right.
I want to take all the Harvey Weinstein's movies and take them out of the credits.
All right, easy.
Kevin Spacey out of Usual Suspects. Let's replace him with someone else. I'm sure someone needs the work. You know who should work more?
Who?
Ron Livingston.
Okay.
I know he's on a new TV show, but
put him
in movies.
Okay.
I'm just saying, let's just replace all of them.
I'm not a fan of her saying any crime, though.
I can't
As
approve,
if, like,
yeah.
speeding is
oh,
the
yeah,
same
no.
as some
Jaywalking.
Of the crimes we're talking about.
Yeah, right. No. If you're a true assaulter, criminal, goon,
yes.
ghoul, mm-hmm. goblin, out of the movie.
Okay.
You destroy someone else's life for good for the most part. So that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, Woody Allen should be taken out of all his movies.
Amen.
Put Jason Biggs in it. He'll use the work. And he's got that neurotic vibe. He's even in one of the Woody Allen movies.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point. Biggs for Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag Biggs for Allen.
I like it.
It seems like a lot of work.
It seems like a lot of work. But the
okay,
fact that
it.
She was confused that he was taken out of a movie that wasn't finished.
Yeah,
they were
maybe
still
don't,
doing it.
Maybe don't comment.
Maybe
yet.
Just shh for a also, little
why
bit.
Why can't you just shut yeah. up? Why can't you just say nothing?
And then, well,
even if you
yeah, even
love
if you feel
him
that
and
way.
You're friends with him and whatever and you feel that way, keep it to yourself.
Sit this one out, Dame Judi Dench.
Dame Judi went on.
Oh, great.
I don't know about the conditions of it, but nevertheless, he is and was a most wonderful actor and a good friend. I can't imagine what he's doing now. Oh, do you think he's sad somewhere in a room right now?
I sure hope.
You know
My
what?
Goodness,
I hope
Judy.
That's true.
John Wayne Gacy was a good clown. He was great at kids'
yes,
parties.
Yes.
But you know what? He killed some kids. He shouldn't be a clown anymore. And if you had him at your party, throw out those photos.
And I'll bet he had friends.
Yeah,
who
Charles
liked
Manson
him.
Mm-hmm. was a decent songwriter.
Yeah, if you think about anyone that you, I saw this on Twitter too. Think of the most evil, heinous person that you know. Just socially, they're a rotten human being.
Go on.
That person thinks that they're a decent.
You
are pointing
right.
a chip.
What I but was just
that person. If you were to ask them, thinks they're a decent human being.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
Hitler was good to his dogs.
Was he?
Yeah. He was like a great dog owner. Doesn't mean that we keep him in things.
Yeah, true.
Well, I will never watch movies. Another Hitler movie. Yeah, right? I know that.
You know what? He was pretty good. He had good method actor.
What's wrong with you right now? You guys, I found this very interesting. A new survey found that 20% of cohabitating couples don't share their finances with their partners.
Hmm. Is that right?
They found out that 30% have no idea what their other partner makes.
You know, what's interesting about that is that one of the biggest complaints couples have that make them break apart is finances.
Fight about money. Yeah. Absolutely.
Huh.
And 47% of survey participants admitted that they don't know their partner's credit score. So they don't know what their partner makes.
Huh.
They don't know their credit score. They're not combining the finances.
So when they talk about buying a house, what do they do?
That's my whole question.
I'm looking at that house. I don't know how much you make,
right?
But what's your feeling?
Do you think we could buy this house?
I know all my fiance stuff.
I would think.
Oh, no, I mean, I hired someone to look
sure,
through it.
Sure, of course.
Okay. Yeah, no, but I do know all
due
of
diligence,
it.
Yeah. I just found that very interesting.
Yeah, that is sort of weird.
The survey also found that 10% of respondents said they'd... they're with their live-in partners because they can't afford to leave them. So
all right.
That's,
well,
okay, that's not as fun.
That's not a fun part of that survey.
No.
But I just thought that was so interesting. Like, you're not talking about money at all?
Yeah, that's strange.
I mean, if you're co-inhabiting, you would have to talk about large purchases.
You would think. Or do you just purchase it with your money? That's yours.
I mean, it's bills, too. You'd have to
the whole thing
figure out. I don't know. That's weird.
Hmm.
Out of nowhere, I'm broke.
Right?
Like, I'm stuck in
this. I thought you had a lot of money.
Now I'm in the 10%.
Yes? Oh, no. Poor Danielle.
Chicken or egg.
Some birthdays for you guys. Lil Wayne. Avril Lavigne.
Maybe not Avril Lavigne, though.
Do you think it's really not her?
There's a conspiracy theory on the internet that Avril Lavigne died a few years ago.
And
she was replaced by a girl named Melissa.
Right.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Melissa.
Sweet
okay.
Melissa. Right. Happy
Let's just
birthday.
Make sure that our bases are covered.
Yeah. All
it's
right.
so insane.
It's a real conspiracy theory.
And then wasn't it, who was it? JonBenet Ramsey is really
Katy Perry
now?
Well, that one's true. That's
well,
different.
That is
obviously.
True. We were talking about Fultons. Yeah.
Happy birthday,
Melissa.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Gwyneth Paltrow and our very own producer, Christine. Happy birthday to you. That's what's happening.
Is there anyone nicer than Christine?
No.
Anyone nicer?
Mother Teresa was really nice.
She's very sweet.
Remember when Christine first started and she used to come in the morning? She was so happy and we would say, listen.
It'll catch up.
Let us wake up. Just give us a break because she's always happy.
She is.
So that's a nice person to be around.
Every now and then she'll say something and you're like, wait, what? Christine? That came out of your mouth? And she's like, it's you guys.
Something jaded.
Yeah. I love it.
On your drive home tip tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show. We're going to talk to Drew Doughty from the LA Kings as hockey is finally coming back.
Thank God.
I don't know if you watched the Kings Ducks last night, but there was like 28 goals.
Yep. I think they're still scoring.
I don't know what was going on. Greg Plotkin is the director of Hellfest. He will join us tomorrow as well. And we've got more tickets for the K-Rock Advanced screening of Venom tomorrow morning.